Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that high school teachers smash their students, so that it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, do you like her tattoo? By the looks of her, she's probably smashed through a whole continent, and if you got together with her, you're going to be peeing fire. The men getting together with her will definitely be unlucky. I'll tell you one thing though, with a back tattoo like that, you know she's not marriage material at all. This is the last thing you'll read before you get AIDS. As Snoop Dogg always says, you can't turn a hoe into a housewife. Up next, George Bush Sr. conveniently doesn't remember where he was when JFK was assassinated. But Bush was in Dallas that day, and looks like we finally found the man that the smoking man from the X-Files is based on. He's either lying or he had his mind wiped by the MKUltra program. Here's a supposed picture of him on that fateful day, standing outside the Texas School Book Depository. I guess he wasn't the CIA director for nothing. Here's that character based on Bush and on the X-Files. He assassinated JFK. Number 3, Trudeau is no longer the Prime Minister of Canada, but that doesn't mean he's not a narcissist still seeking attention. Here he is shopping, pretending to be just like any ordinary Canadian, after ruining the country and our rights. Hey Trudy, the tampons are on aisle 3. Looks like he's also buying cookware because he now has to cook for himself for a change. But he's rich though, so this is just for show to make him look like an ordinary guy. You just know he's going to have a personal chef preparing his meals instead. Moving on, it looks like Jada programmed Will's first sex bot. It's the year 2032 and it says that it likes you only as a friend. It may like him as a friend, but Jada doesn't like him at all. It would hurt even more knowing that that robot was programmed to be in love with you. Women are destroying the gaming industry, so don't be surprised when one day they try and destroy the sex bot industry as well. Number 5, Adam says that people shouldn't live in the countryside in order to reduce car dependency. I guess that Adam has never heard of farmers, oil workers, and miners that produce all the food and raw materials required to keep them living comfortably in the city. The globalists want to force everyone to live in cities, and even they seem too stupid to realize that they depend on people outside the cities for their survival. Up next, this is how Netflix is choosing to portray a 13-year-old knife murderer in the UK as a white boy. Meanwhile, the second picture is the person the story is based on. The goal is to demonize white dudes. I'm still waiting for Netflix to make a movie about Robin in the Hood, where he steals but conveniently forgets to take from the rich and give to the poor, and just keeps the money for himself because you know he deserves it because he's oppressed. Number 7, I have some great news, guys. A trans woman was cleared of flashing her penis in Ohio after the judge ruled that she's too fat for her genitals to be visible. I don't really think this is the win that he/she thinks it is. The shame alone is worse than being found guilty. I wouldn't be surprised if she sued the judge who let her off for insulting her. You just can't win with people like this. Besides, women and penis don't belong in the same sentence when describing someone. Moving on now, the dating apps aren't working as well as they used to for women. Their new strategy is to stand around in the WW2 section of museums looking all confused. It's probably a great strategy if you're looking for guys in their 70s. Either that or if he's some autistic guy. In my opinion, she would have had much better luck on the dating apps if she would just lose some weight and wear clothing that actually fits. Number 9, if you haven't taken the dog pill yet, here's your daily reminder with someone saying that there wouldn't be so many zoophiles if there weren't so many attractive animals out there. How much you want to bet it's a woman saying that? Makes you wonder what kind of new frontiers of sexual debauchery are left to explore at this point. There's probably just cannibalism and PDF file stuff to be put out in the open. Their final frontiers are kids, cuddly creatures, and cooking people. Up next, misogyny is on the rise and somehow female pop stars are driving it. How much you want to bet that men will be blamed for female artists spreading so-called misogyny? Taylor Slow here is a woman making music for mostly other women, and yet it's supposedly full of hate and it's all men's fault. It doesn't matter if men disappeared entirely from society. Women would still blame us for something. Technically, men created music and instruments, so yes, men are to blame. Yes, women hating other women is now blamed on men. Number 11, if you want to know how bad Canada is, Toronto and Vancouver have higher rates of property crime than both Los Angeles and New York, and now they're officially world-class cities. The reason for that seems to be the excess number of single males aged 20 to 29 that the Canadian government flooded the country with over the last 15 years. When you create an incel nation, don't be surprised when they take out their sexual frustrations out on society. Moving on, this woman cheated on her husband and now he hates all women. Women are muff magicians. They downplay their debauchery by always blaming men for it somehow, even when it makes zero sense. Megan says that there's another misogynist in the world because she cheated on her husband. So does that technically mean she's taking the blame for it? Clearly not. She's the one that cheated, yet she's the real victim. Any questions? Just because he hates her for cheating doesn't mean he hates all women. She just interprets it that way. Number 13 scientists are trapped in Antarctica as South African members of the expedition physically and sexually attack female members of their team, and there won't be any help for another 10 to 15 months, depending on the weather. The men or men in question are black, and the other team members probably don't want to stop them, because they're worried about being seen as racists, and they also don't want to be raped too. They could throw that person outside until he behaves himself, but they won't because then they'll be seen as bigots. Up next, of all the things that never happened, this never happened the most. This woman is pointing out a guy for being a loser because he tried to ask her out, but only wants to smash her. Women don't publicize when what they see is subpar men asking them out. It's embarrassing for them because they're worried that people will see them as having lower sexual marketplace value. They also don't want people to think that they're easy. Also, what else can any sane man want from women these days if not sex? The guy also looks like Martin Short to me. Number 15 looks like Robert De Niro is such a good father that his African son is turning into his trans daughter, wearing high heels and pink hair. Maybe his plan is to try and get his son to seduce Donald Trump while he takes pictures so they can get him thrown out of office or something. Now that we see what's happening to his son, it looks like we can justify at least some of De Niro's anger. Clint Eastwood definitely doesn't approve of this message. Moving on is an absolutely heartless woman that drowned her dog in a Florida bathroom at the airport so she could board her flight after lacking pet paperwork. I don't usually condone the wood chipper, but some people might make an exception for this. This is sociopathic behavior, and there's usually no way to cure or treat this condition. Knowing the courts, she'll probably only get 2 weeks parole. I hope PETA does something about this, but they won't, because they don't want to be seen as being racist either. Number 17, why is it that women, regardless of if they drown a dog or not, are all about avoiding responsibility, agency, and accountability the way that a matador dodges bulls? They can't admit to making a mistake even when you catch them making one. If you catch them, the best thing to do is not to argue with them or point out that mistake. The hardest is when you're working with a woman and she makes a big mistake and you tell her she's making that mistake, and then she'll deny it even if it's right there in front of her face. Then she goes quiet and then you simply move on to the next project. Up next, judging by the types of haircuts 8-year-old kids get today and the ones I used to get back in my age, show me just how spoiled kids are these days. My parents didn't even pay for haircuts, they just cut my hair in the backyard, and it was usually crooked, and then they would wonder why I was being bullied. But me being from the tail end of Gen X better not complain too much, because this is how bad the haircuts were for most of the boomers back in the day, according to them. Number 19, here's a pro tip if you visit the courthouse. Always check behind or under the toilets for bribe money that hasn't been collected yet. What is this, an episode of Better Call Saul? This sounds like a great idea, but don't do it because you know exactly how this will turn out. Especially if you've seen movies that start out like this. Also, how is this even a tip when every public bathroom for decades now looks like this? Must be a very old meme. Moving on, back in the days when public toilets were different, so were computers. This woman is pointing a boomstick at a computer for some reason. She wants to destroy it because her husband is now spending more time with this machine than with her. Also, is anyone getting some serious Dana Scully vibes off this babe? I'd love to be the molder that bends her over. Here's another one from that set, so it's definitely not AI generated. Number 21, here's more information about how bad it is in Canada that the Royal Canadian Mounted Police are warning the Canadians may revolt once they realize how broke they are. More like when they realize that thanks to inflation, they'll never own their own homes. But Canadians are too cucked to fight back. Even the trucker protests were peaceful. I wouldn't be surprised if Canadians elected the Liberal government once again. Hopefully they won't, as I release this after the election. Up next, the demolition of Disney continues. Margot Robbie's new Pirates of the Caribbean film will have an all-female crew. Does that also include gaffers and carpenters building the sets? Besides it being an obvious box office bomb, I wish there was some way to buy put options on Disney movies and make some money. Maybe someone should check out Polymarket and see if someone set something up like that. You know that during the production, they'll probably sink the pirate ships on the rocks. Also, a female-only pirate film has already been done. Number 23, speaking of scary movies, this teacher in Indiana forced 3 underage guys to bang her while wearing a scream mask. There were at least 10 boys that got together with her. But what I'd like to know is how you force three guys to gang up on you. I believe the correct word is coerced and not forced. And if you want to know the reason she did this, then just look at her cuck husband. Notice that it's also all female teachers sleeping with their students these days. Moving on now, women are complaining how lonely it is at work because men on their teams maintain a respectful distance, so they don't come off as creeps, and women don't like it, because it's so isolating. Men are doing this to protect themselves from false allegations and having their lives ruined. Women most affected. You can't win as a man, it's the same as white flight and gentrification. Soon they'll say it's harassment if hot guys don't ask them for their numbers. Women can't be happy unless they have the keys to destroying a man's life. Number 25 and the last one, makeup is manipulation. Imagine going home with the woman on the right and waking up to the woman on the left. The one on the left looks like the lesbian on my team at the bowling alley. I'm attracted to femininity. Kissing the one on the left would make me want to throw up because it'd be feeling like kissing a guy. Without makeup, this woman looks like she would be driving one of these buses for a living. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.